This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week is our first episode of Neo Psych November, an introduction to the genre and what to expect over the coming weeks. Starting us off is Psychic Ills. Episode 211 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the first introduction episode of Neo Psych November. Opening this show was my vote for the greatest Neo Psych band and the greatest Neo Psych album. It was Psychic Ills, with the track All Alone from their 2016 record Inner Journey Out. The idea for this series of shows comes from the Psychedelic September shows on my dad's and Free FM's biggest podcast, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Over the next few shows, we're going to explore the neo-psych genre further, explore some of the history and the subgenres within the subgenre, and listen to some of the great tracks, including some hidden gems. That's to come, but this episode is about introducing some of my favourites from the genre, and it's got to be another song from Psychic Girls, because they're just so damn good. The band was formed by guitarist and vocalist Trez Warren in New York City in the early 2000s. Fellow core member Elizabeth Hart joined soon afterwards, and the band recorded their heavily psyched out and somewhat abrasive full-length debut, Dins. For me, it was 2011's Hazed Dream that began demonstrating what I think makes them the greatest neo-psych band. The ability to take spaced-out, reverb-soaked psych beauty and combine it with pop sensibilities. What emerges are these brooding, shimmery songs which are still relatively concise and really catchy. Even better was 2013's one-track Mind, filled with subtle guitar hooks and Trez Warren's listless vocal stylings. But their greatest effort is 2016's 1 hour, 14-track record, Inner Journey Out. That album, which has a track featuring Mazzy Star's Hope Sandoval, despite having one of the worst album covers ever, is one of the most therapeutic full album listening experiences in modern indie. Sadly, it's the last Psychic Girls album, as Trez Warren tragically and unexpectedly passed away in early 2020. We're bound to hear more from Psychic Girls in the coming shows. Here's another great track from that 2016 record. This is the jangly, country-tinned track, Baby. Listening to Neo Psych November on a Sonic Youth, and that was Psychic Ills with Baby. Next up, my very favourite neo-psych song. It's from 2009's Our Days Mind the Time, the third and final album from the Dolly Rocker movement. They're an Australian band, formed in 2002 by Daniel Poulter. That final album is really amazing. I especially love the closing song, The Ecstasy Once Told. But the truly great track is the perfectly crafted album opener, The Only One. It's an eclectic mix of the greatest neo-psych sounds, with the Brian Jonestown-esque jangle of the acoustic guitars and drums behind that brilliant keyboard lead. With the stabs of reverb-filled electric guitar, the song builds in tension till the drums break in and it's away. There's some psychedelic synth effects through the middle, which add to the brain-swirling effect of the song, but they're not taken too far as to be annoying in any way. With a perfectly weighted combination of Psychic Ill's electric guitar and vocal stylings, Brian Jonestown Massacre acoustic guitar and tambourine jangle, and their own great keyboard riff, here's the Dolly Rocker movement and The Only One. Was The Only One from the Dolly Rocker movement, with, at least on a good set of speakers or headphones, my vote for the greatest neo-psych song. Next up, it couldn't be an introduction to neo-psych without playing what is objectively the greatest neo-psych song, one of the greatest indie rock songs ever too. And on a personal note, it's my second favourite song in the genre, after the one you just heard. It is, of course, the Brian Jonestown Massacre's legendary track Anemone, a track that I've seen described as the sound of heroin and dreamy grunge. What it is a perfect slice of jangly, shimmering rock and roll, and undeniably one of the most magic pieces of music ever crafted. I'm very excited to see this and other BJM tracks when I see them here in November next year, and the band will of course feature during Neo Psych November and during this very show. But this version is not by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. It's a cover by the hidden gem of a band that is Argentina's The Plethora Project. It's a faithful cover, and they sound really great. I also think it's cool to hear the song sung with a different accent. The Plethora Project with their cover of Anemone. Next up, we do have a track from the Brian Jonestown Massacre, who are undoubtedly leaders of the indie neo-psych genre. Formed in the early 90s in California by band leader Anton Newcomb, and given one of the coolest band names ever, they've released 20 studio albums of inconsistent but genre-defining music. There's so many BJM tracks I could play, I've really dived into them this year. Here's one I think is quite underrated and that really embodies their sound. From the 1995 debut record Methodrone, here's Wisdom. That was the Brian Jonestown Massacre and Wisdom. time for a section of one more favourite Neo Psych track. Here's a real hidden gem, and an example of the heavier, almost metal-inspired Neo Psych sound that will make up one of the features of the coming shows. They're from Chile's capital Santiago, named Red Belmont. Their 2017 album Into My Own is great, and the standout is the opener Pollution Rise. I hope you've enjoyed this introductory episode into Neo Psych November. Over the next weeks, we'll go further into the history and the greatest music from the genre. But to see us off this week, here's Red Belmont and Pollution Rise. Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.